Here's a look at your KLEM News for this Saturday morning. A fatal accident happened yesterday morning at Sioux County. The Sioux County Sheriff's Office is investigating that vehicle accident that happened at around 6:36 a.m. Friday. The accident involved a single vehicle about 3.5 miles southeast of Rock Valley on Garfield Avenue. 60-year-old Jeffrey Meyer of Sioux Center was driving a 2017 Dodge Ram 1500 pickup truck heading northbound on Garfield Avenue when he crossed the southbound lane, entered the west ditch, vaulted a field driveway, and rolled. The vehicle came to rest in a group of round hay bales on a farm property. Meyer was transported by the Rock Valley Ambulance to Hague Memorial Hospital in Rock Valley, where he was pronounced dead. The Ram pickup truck sustained approximately $25,000 in damages. And responding to that fatal accident were the Rock Valley Fire Department, Rock Valley Ambulance, Rock Valley Police Department, and the Sioux County Sheriff's Office. That accident remains under investigation. The Sioux County Sheriff's Office on Wednesday arrested Jesse Van Leeuwen, age 26, of Hall. That arrest stemmed from a burglary investigation that began on Wednesday, March 13th, when a burglary alarm alerted at the Lewis Family Drug Store at 1044 Main Street in Hall. Upon further investigation, deputies discovered that the front door had been forced open by breaking the glass and prescription medications were stolen from the pharmacy area inside the store. Deputies gained information that led to Van Leeuwen as a suspect in that crime. A search warrant was executed at Van Leeuwen's residence, and evidence from the drugstore burglary was discovered, as well as other property that linked him to another active Hall residential burglary investigation where electronic equipment and personal property had been stolen. Van Leeuwen was charged with 2 counts of burglary, 2 counts of theft, and 2 counts of criminal mischief. One of the 3 insurance companies providing services for the Iowa Medicaid program is now quitting. The Iowa Department of Human Services says that United Healthcare informed the state Friday that it would leave in the next several months. DHS Director Jerry Foxhoven says that the 400,000 Medicaid recipients with United Healthcare will be asked to choose one of the other 2 companies, AmeriGroup of Iowa or Centene Corporation, a subsidiary of Iowa Total Care, for coverage. Governor Kim Reynolds says that she ended negotiations with United Healthcare on Friday when the company dictated contract terms that she believed to be unreasonable. Foxhoven says that the company wanted full payment without meeting all required performance requirements in its contract. United Healthcare says persistent funding and program design challenges made it impossible for them to provide the quality care and service that they believe people deserve. Former Governor Terry Branstad hired private companies to manage the Medicaid program previously run by the state in 2016, and it has been the target of criticism for cuts in services, reported slow payment of bills, and doubts about its promised savings to taxpayers. Several Democratic presidential candidates will make their case to Iowa farmers today, part of a broader effort to win over rural voters who have drifted to Republicans in recent years. Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota are among the White House hopefuls who will attend the Heartland Forum held in Storm Lake. They're likely to tout proposals that they released this week aimed at helping rural communities. The attention on agricultural communities and issues is the result of a recognition that Democrats need to do more to win over rural voters, especially in places like Iowa. The state has long been a presidential battleground that swung between Democrats and Republicans, but Iowa has trended more solidly Republican over the past 2 election cycles. Iowa's former Secretary of Agriculture is back in the state to survey flood damage and talk to displaced residents, especially farmers who have had many hundreds of acres underwater. Bill Northey, now an undersecretary at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, says it was mind-boggling to tour the disaster areas of waterlogged southwest Iowa and northwest Missouri on Thursday.
It's devastating, and we've talked to producers. This is one of the worst they've had, that we need to be able to work with our partners in other parts of federal government to say how do we need to address the overall issue going forward, but also how do we need to help people respond right now.
Northey and Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley held a town hall meeting at the Fremont County Fairgrounds in Hamburg Friday afternoon. Northey says that he worries a wrecked levee system along the Missouri River is leaving the area vulnerable to more flooding, perhaps very soon. He says he knows fields are unprotected as farmers wait for the water to recede.
This is going to take a long time to get out of the way so folks can get back to picking up debris and trying to rebuild levees and certainly get back to a more normal situation. But it could be worse before it gets better as well.
Northey says that he's overwhelmed by the scope of the damage that he's witnessing in the region, noting that flooding is always devastating, but he wasn't prepared for this.
It's just mind-boggling to be able to see it in person. How much water there is and how much water has to get off of here to eventually make this land such that they can get out there and get some planting done.
Northey says that he has two messages for his boss, U.S. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue. First, farmers need help to recover now. And second, changes are needed in how the Missouri River is managed to prevent another repeat. Transportation officials say it will take months to repair major roads in western Iowa damaged by the spring flooding. The Des Moines Register reports that state transportation official Scott Sewer says that crews were on site Thursday to inspect some of the worst damages on parts of Interstate 29 and 680, Highway 34, and State Highway 2. Sewer says that around 25 miles of interstate in southwest Iowa and roughly 14 miles of roads north of Council Bluffs remain closed on Thursday afternoon to do washed away shoulders, eroded pavement, and scattered waste. Sewer noted that his chief concern is State Highway 2, since portions are still submerged. Sewer added getting construction equipment into the area will be challenging because the ground is drenched, saying that the inescapable spring downpours could muddy things. That is a look at your news this morning here on KLEM.